How's it going? Johnny Fitz here. Gonna just do a few sound bites leading up to the first event that I do. I haven't really got a name locked in on yet. I've got lots of concepts, lots of potential names. But for now, it's gonna be like Breath Sound Movement Workshop with some personal development. If you've ever been to a ceremony before, a cacao ceremony, there will be cacao there. So if you've ever been to a cacao ceremony before or a personal development event before, you probably have an idea what I'm doing. But I'm kind of putting a few different things together. And as I say that, I'm just going to drop into the moment. I'm going to welcome people. I'm going to drop people into the moment. Cacao is optional. It helps relax the nervous system, unkink and unwind the body, and can help enhance breath work as well. So cacao will be there. I just want us to connect. I want to talk a little bit about the ARC method and show a couple of diagrams, just simple diagrams that will actually enhance your life. The thing is, I want more people to understand themselves. So I believe wholeheartedly that I went through a journey of over a decade now in order to knock years off your journey or knock years off other people's journeys. I just know, I've always been able to see it. I've always been able to know that I was going through things that were so common sense and logical to me, but the world thought was crazy. And still to this day, I could say the word organic and someone could start to snigger or laugh. Organic just means natural. You know, I could say the word meditate and certain people could switch off or go to call you a hippie or something. None of that bothers me. It's just that what I'm saying to you is, over the years, I've got to see how what I was going through, doctors were giving me answers for panic attacks and anxiety, and I didn't like them. It required being on a pill for the rest of your days. I don't know anybody who's on antidepressants that's not depressed. They just make feeling depressed more bearable. That's my understanding of them, as well as some side effects. So that was my journey back then. Nothing made sense to me, but I could always see and hold the vision that as soon as people are walking through this shit together, it's really going to enhance it, because as families, brothers, sisters, friends, networks, kind of, it's happening here in this country now. There's so many lads out there running amok on the shelters. Portmarnock Beach is lit. Yoga, breathwork, meditations, sea swims, jogging, walking. It's actually too far, to be honest with you. It's not a fit for me at the moment to get there often, but I've been out there a few times. The boys are legendary. I'm looking forward to catching up more as spring and summer comes in. Like, we're all doing our thing. We're all raising our vibration. We're all lifting the frequency of ourselves, doing the inner work, and then that ripples over. Our cup overflows, and then that ripples out to other people. So in a way, I'm just going to shine my light and face my fears to inspire you to do the same. Because dancing in front of people or being an actual instructor that walks around the yoga studio, I've never done that before. I've held circle before, but I've always been in the circle. I've never fully said, right, this is my event, this is the way I'm going to run it, this is what we're going to do, this is the song here, there and there. And that's what's forming. So they're going to form, and it's going to get bigger, and it's going to get, the environment will get bigger and different. But for now, let's just focus on the fundamentals of personal development with a bit of a party atmosphere. The fundamentals of personal development, in my view, in my decade hindsight view of looking through the rear view mirror. I remember 3 years ago, I was sitting in my office, and I said to myself, I was actually going through a training and marketing program, and the guy said to me, it gave me the whole concept of creating a blueprint. He gave me an example, and my mind just said, oh, if I could go back 7, 8, 9 years, whatever it was at the time, and give myself something, what would it be? So many avenues and cul-de-sacs I went down that were unnecessary. They were perfect for me because they happened, right? But I just know that so many cul-de-sacs are unnecessary for the mind or ego to bring a person down. And that all comes from doing this inner work. So I formulated a blueprint that I would hand back to myself. And I'm going to share the first half of that blueprint, which is all over the internet and at these workshops. It's called the ARC method, A-R-C. It's ever-evolving. In other words, there's always bits adding on to it. The inner works blueprint is like that. I want to give you that, and I want it to evolve for you, because this moment is always evolving. When we own now, we've won, in my opinion. If we're not winning in the moment, we're not in the moment, we're elsewhere. We're in the future, anxieties or the past pains, or the addictions to guilt, or the addictions to anxiety, or the addictions to our comfort zones, our familiarity. All this stuff is just comfortable and uncomfortable, and feels good or doesn't, is stretching and expanding ourselves, or is shrinking and constricting us. One's predominantly fear-based, one's predominantly trust, acceptance, awareness, love-based. So I'll be showing you these simple diagrams, I'll be giving you the experience, I'll be allowing you to feel it. I feel like that's enough for this one. I feel like keeping these short and sharp, but that's just a little intro. I'm going to try to do one of these every day between now and Friday, the 25th, where I'll be running one of these events. Maybe I'm going to call it the Legends of the New School as it scales, because I remember there was a thing going, the Legends of the Old School. It was all around dancing and old school dance tunes. But if there's a new school, definitely. There's a new earth. There's a frequency that's rising. Now, here's where I probably lose people, like when I say frequency and new earth and different stuff like that. But really, again, come back to me. Everything that I say and do is logical to me. It's the way my mind works. I won't settle until it lands for me. That's why the GP didn't work. That's why the psychotherapist didn't work. That's why different things didn't work. And that's why when I seen certain words or found certain books or certain people, that worked, because it gave me that sense of relief. So energetically, people say to you, oh, you carry the weight of your world on your shoulders. Yeah, energetically you do. And physically you do. Emotional weight, energetic weight. That can be shared, and I'll show you. Let's not get too wordy with this. Show up. I'm going to open up. It's going to be nice. We're going to be, from the moment this starts, I'll be showing you the inner works blueprint. I'll be pointing out things like embarrassment. I'll be pointing out different things that stop us from taking actions in our life. And what you'll learn on the night will be with you forever. What you'll learn on the night will be, at least one thing will be with you forever, and it will be evolving then, because I'm going to keep doing this. This is my passion. This is my purpose. I'm finally getting here. I can see the threads of all the different things that I've followed in my past, from network marketing to podcasting to everything. I was always drawn to the speakers. I was always drawn to the leaders. I was always drawn to certain attributes in the speaker, in the author, in the channeler, in the artist, in the athlete. Because I've studied so many people now over the years. It's just I watch and follow successful people and learn something from them all the time. And now I want to share that with you. At scale. So yeah, soundbite number one. Peace out, chat soon, talk to you maybe tomorrow.